Well, Sky City has conceded defeat, saying Auckland's new convention centre will not be ready in time for the APEC summit next year. A fire ripped through the convention centre building site in October, destroying parts of the roof and delaying construction. Well, that means other venues will have to be found for the 10,000 people expected in Auckland when world leaders meet next November. Let's talk to Phil Goff. He's Auckland's mayor. Morena.
Morena, Susie.
So where are the alternative venues here?
Oh, look, we've managed before. We had an international convention centre to cope with major conventions, and we'll do it again. And one obvious example that may be available is the Aotea Centre that seats more than 2,000 people in the ASB Theatre area, and that would be one alternative. Obviously, we would much have preferred to have had the purpose-built, brand-new international convention centre, but we will manage without it. It means that we'll probably be looking at supplementing a main venue with some smaller venues as well for some of the side meetings.
Isn't that potentially going to be quite difficult, though, just for the sheer numbers of people expected when these conventions meet?
Well, the Leaders Week is obviously the pressure point. That's 10,000 people attending. It doesn't present any difficulties that are insurmountable. Auckland Council and the government through the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Trade are working together right from the beginning, because we were never sure about, what the completion date of the convention centre would be even before the fire. We've had contingency plans in place. They are now being put into operation. We've had confirmation that is disappointing, but hardly surprising. I watched that fire. My office overlooks the building. The damage is extensive, $250 million worth of damage. I would have been astounded if it had been ready in time. So, it's not that we're not prepared. We are prepared. It will go ahead. The Prime Minister, I chatted with her yesterday. Mm-hmm. She confirmed that we will be holding APEC in Auckland. There's no other city as a venue being looked at. And we will cope and we'll do it well.
Considering this did happen back in October, has it been too long from Sky City to come to the table and say, look, the convention centre's not going to be ready? Wouldn't it have been better to give you more preparation time?
Oh, look, I think that, while we all expressed comments of optimism that it might be, the realistic expectation on the part of all of us was that it wouldn't be. So it hasn't negatively affected our putting into effect the contingency plans at all. I mean, there is a possibility. I mean, it will be supposedly near completion by, I think they're now talking about the first quarter of 2022, that some of the venues within the convention centre could potentially be used, but there's no firm plans around that at all. But look, this doesn't create any crisis for us. We'd prefer that it had been available, but we'll make do without it. And I mean, I think the other good news is that everybody was aware that over recent years we've had a shortage of hotel accommodation in Auckland, but we're building hotel rooms at a rate of about 1,000 a year at the moment. And I think the Horizon Hotel next to the Sky City will quite probably be ready by then. We'll have the Park Hyatt down on the wharf. So we're very well placed in other respects to host this convention.
What about transport infrastructure? Where is that going to be at when APEC rolls round? Is that not going to cause quite a few headaches for people trying to get around the city?
Well, having been to a few APEC meetings in my time and, places like Shanghai where they closed all the motorways down and we had specific convoys for each of the leaders and the foreign ministers. It is disruptive from a transport point of view, but we're looking at plans there where some of the businesses in the city centre for the key leaders meeting. It's possible, for example, the Auckland Council, where we've got some thousands of people working in a building right adjacent to the Aotea Square, that may be a day off for staff, and that reduces the pressure that would otherwise be on our transport infrastructure. And I think we'll be talking to others. Mm. I don't it's it will create a small degree of inconvenience for Aucklanders, but I think most Aucklanders are aware that hosting, you know, some of the most powerful leaders in the world and the 21 economies of the Asia-Pacific region is a big deal for Auckland. It's valuable to Auckland, and I think people will understand.
Thank you very much, Phil Goff, Mayor of Auckland.